Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers. I'm your host, Allison Bachman, and I thank you so much for joining me this evening. This is a special show, and I'm so happy to spend an evening with Molly Harris. I want you to stay with me tonight as I introduce you to an extraordinary person with an extraordinary story to tell. Looking at her numerology, we will discuss the events of her life, which have led up to her spiritual awakening, and also profound discoveries which validate the afterlife. This is a true story of true love with a person that's gone through immeasurable grief, and this eventually led to an amazing discovery. After her beloved husband died of cancer, Molly Harris began to search for proof of the afterlife. She stumbled upon an orb picture and began to explore the world of the paranormal. And from that experience has taken hundreds of pictures of orbs, videoed many moving orbs, and has a stunning collection of evidence that points to life after death. Now, Molly has shown true courage throughout her journey, overcoming the darkest days. It has been a journey mixed with grief and despair, but one that eventually brought elation and enlightenment, and even a sense of peace about the events in her life. We're also going to have one of CBS favorites, Derek White Sky Cloud, host of Between Two Worlds, on hand to give his perspectives on Molly's journey and her photos. Derek is a psychic and a medium who has a great deal of experience with the paranormal. And I just want to welcome both of you, Molly and Derek. You're there. Welcome to the show.
Great. Thank you, Allison.
Thank you very much for welcoming me.
I'm glad that you're both here. I think it's going to be extraordinary evening. If you all don't mind, I just want to take a moment to bring in the numerology aspect of part of the show, because I want to talk for a little bit about Molly's numerology, and because it has a big bearing on this whole story. For those of you that are not familiar with numerology, it's a divination tool that uses your date of birth and your name given at birth to ascertain information about you and the journey of your soul in this lifetime. And when looking at Molly's chart, I just want to share some of that information that's found there with you. I think it was over a year and a half ago that I did Molly's numerology for her. It was just after Russ died, wasn't it, Molly?
Yes, it was, uh-huh.
Okay. And I just want to share with the listening audience what this chart says about Molly. First off, Molly is an 11 life path. That's a master number life path, first off. And the significance of the master number life path is this person has potential that lies within their chart, that they're a messenger in some fashion. They have a message to deliver. What this means is that it could be by the very example that their life sets, or perhaps it could be specifically in a message that they deliver. Most often, any master energy is tied in with the desire to want to help mankind with the message. And we often find people that have 11 life paths, they have a connection to the spiritual realm, a very deep connection. And quite often there's many, many experiences that come into their life that helps them to find their truth and find their spirituality, their faith. And from all of that experience, they take what they know and they inspire others with it. Now, certainly, with this being an 11 life path, Molly has a lot of the 2 energy. And the 2 energy says a lot about a person when it comes to loving another person. Usually a person that has that 2 energy, their greatest fulfillment comes when they love another person. And this is very true for Molly. As you hear her story, you'll understand that. Molly also has a 6th birthday. And this says a lot about duty and responsibility to family, being loving, caring, and supportive. And certainly Molly is all of those things. Molly's expression number is a 9, and here we have the energy of the humanitarian. This is someone who belongs to the world, is basically a citizen of the world, someone who desires to be of service, to make the world a better place. There's a lot of writing and artistic ability in the 9 expression. Molly has a 5 personality, which talks about being a good communicator and being good with words. But what's really important about Molly's chart is this 11 maturity number. Now, what the maturity number says is it signals what you're going to be doing later on in life, something that happens or occurs right around the age of 45 or 50. And the maturity number is considered to be your final goal, your final experience in life. And again, in comes this 11 that says that a certain aspect of Molly's life, that she will come to that this place of spirituality, this questioning her faith. An experience may be a catalyst for it. And from there, Molly will use what she knows to inspire, or uplift, or help humanity in some fashion. And so these are some of the really important numbers. This is Molly's vibration. This is really what her soul agreement was coming into this lifetime. And it's very important to understand this as we get to talk about Molly's life. No pressure there, right, Molly?
No, no pressure.
None whatsoever. Okay. All right, so Molly, if you will, perhaps you'd like to tell our listeners a little bit about your life with Russ and what that was like.
Well, we were married 24 years, and I believe we still are. We were inseparable. We worked together, had fun together. Just our whole life was evolved around each other 24/7. We were very blessed to be able to work together in our own business and be together as much as we were. We enjoyed being together. We were living heaven on earth for 24 years, and I was married to my best friend.
That's a beautiful thing. I know that you love us, and it's very evident. We've had some conversations, and I really believe that that was true love for you and Russ. During this time when you and Russ, your life together, you told me a lot about some community services that you did, certain projects or whatever things that you worked at. You want to share that with the audience?
Yes, we did some community services. We worked for Boy Scouts of America. He was a ranger for quite some time, and we've been involved in other businesses that were service to numerous people. So we enjoyed that, and we were able to do it together, and that's what it was, you know, was really exciting for both of us.
Right, and I think that really kind of brings in that humanitarian aspect in your chart, the fact that you really worked for the good of others, both you and Russ, during your life. Do you want to, we've talked about this love and we talked about your life together, but, you know, Russ got sick, we know that, and would you like to, I know it must be difficult for you to share it with us, but would you like to maybe explain what happened?
Yes, in the summer of 2003, he was diagnosed with cancer and went into surgery, had complications, came out of surgery on life support with not even chance of living through the night. His will and determination to stay with me, he made it through that. He got off of life support and bought his way back and then came home, and then all of a sudden he had more complications. He ended up on life support again, then made it through that. So for a total of 45 days on life support, came home once again, had complications, went through chemo and things like that, and the complications from chemo eventually gave more complications, and he came home with 3 months, with 3 days to live, and he made it 3 months until he crossed over. And in between this time, 6 months prior to his crossing over, my mom came to visit him. And 6 months later, she ended up on life support, and we had to let her cross over, too. So it's been a journey.
That must have been an extraordinarily difficult time in your life. It must have been. I can't imagine that length of an illness, your mother involved as well. You must have just about been at your wit's end by the time it was all said and done, I would think.
Yeah, it was a daze. It was time stood still, and it was a trying time in both of our lives, you know, as we kind of did it, you know, went through it together. But
We all, you know, I remember personally, you know, some people that have come to me that have lost loved ones, and they've looked to me for counseling, and I feel very inept. I feel as though I'm not qualified to counsel anyone on grief because I've been blessed, and in my life, I've not really lost anyone. And I can't imagine what that feels like to lose your true love, your soulmate, someone who you spent morning, noon, and night with. I was wondering, can you, I mean, I'm not wanting to make you sad, but can you put it in words where you were, what it felt like when Russ crossed over, and how you were emotionally and spiritually and physically?
Yes, I was. I've had a lot of people crossed over, my mom, his parents, my brothers, you know, my dad. I mean, I have a lot of family on the other side waiting for me. But this was the one bond of love that really kind of shattered my entire being, because we were so connected. We did not want to be apart. We talked, we were blessed to have talked a lot before his crossing over about us, about our life, about our continued relationship when he crossed over. And so after being a caregiver for so long and taking care of him, which I thoroughly enjoyed, I would not have it any other way, I was just totally emotionally, spiritually, everything just spent. You know, I was just,
sure.
I was pretty down and out.
Right.
And it was total devastation for me, because even though, you know, we all have to cross over it eventually in our lives, you know, the reality does not hit you square in the face until you watch somebody take their last breath. And that's and I've never done that. I mean, you know, I've never been there and watched somebody take their last breath. And that is an eye-opener. When you
right.
actually physically see that, that's what really opens your eyes. And I had to, you know, get through that part, and that's what created my spiritual journey, was seeking answers to what all this is about.
Right. And you started that journey to seek the answers to the afterlife. Where was Russ? That was your quest, more or less.
Definitely.
You stumbled upon a picture of yourself or a gathering where there were orbs in the pictures, and that kind of started you on a little bit of a journey. Would you like to share with Derek and myself and the listening audience about, you know, how you got started and what transpired?
Well, we have some property, 16 acres, and there's a barn there, and Russ and I would go out there and watch the full moon rise over the mountains. We live in Arizona. And at this one particular downtime, one of my dark days, I was out there and the moon was rising, and I just thought I'd take a picture of it to reminisce, you know, just to have it. And I got orbs in the picture. And so I started continually taking pictures around inside the barn and around the ranch, and would continually get orbs in these photographs. And I have not gotten orbs prior to this that I ever can remember. I really wasn't conscious of it, let's put it that way.
Did you look through old photos to see if they were in there?
Pardon me?
Did you ever look through your old photos to see if you had any in old photos?
Yes, I did, and I never noticed any.
Right, so this is kind of a new thing then.
Yes, it was a new thing.
Okay, so what happened?
Then I, one night in the barn, it was in January, I believe, or whatever, I was in there, and I was pointing our camera, and it throws out an infrared beam to judge the distance between what you are trying to film and your camera. And all of a sudden, something shot across on the camera screen at an extremely high rate of speed. I mean, it was just shot through the camera screen, and I went, oh, my gosh, what was that? Well, to make a long story short, I kept taking pictures because this thing just kept zooming back and forth on the camera screen. I could not see it with my visible eye. And I believe it's spirit energy
right.
that I captured on the film.
Right. Now, I just want to say that, you know, I'm very privileged because I've actually seen a collection of Molly's photos. I've actually seen the videos that she shot with moving orbs. There's some very unusual phenomenon that is in some of the photos. It's extraordinary. And what gets me is it's consistent. It's not, you know, some of us would consider it fortunate to maybe get a few orb pictures now and then, but you got them on a regular and very consistent basis, didn't you, Molly?
Yes, and they're still there today. I mean, I continually see them all the time.
And in the process of taking these photos, you kind of were taking a spiritual journey as well. You were reading a lot of spiritual philosophy books, and you were also studying about orbs, what they were, how to take pictures, how to get better pictures. You kind of went on a big experimentation and also a spiritual journey, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I spent a lot of money on books. Anything mm-hmm. on the afterlife, you know, mediums to see what they, how they talk to people from the other side, and I went on the internet and was researching the same things and researched orbs and researched spirit energy and all that. So yes, I've been through that.
Right. So anyhow, like I said, I've seen some extraordinary videos even that Molly has sent me. That I mean, personally myself, I've felt very privileged to be able to see these. It's, to me, it's amazing proof of a spirit moving throughout the picture. They've just been extraordinary. But you also sent some of these pictures to Derek, who's hanging out there somewhere
yes.
and listening to us. And so we want to bring Derek on in here. Derek, you got some of Molly's pictures in the email, and this is where we'd like to hear your perspective. What do you think?
Well, I do find that these orbs are actually quite phenomenal, because if you look at the ones that have almost look as if you got looks like a starlight finish on the inside, the circle that represents that's a human form. That's actually someone that actually has loving form and is close to her. So that basically, that's her husband that I strongly feel that actually is around her, trying to shoot across the screen. Now, there's other orbs besides her. It means actually there's other people that have passed over, and I felt there's actually someone else besides a relative that had passed away that lived in that area, and so it was also around him. So basically, once one spirit starts to show activity, then others will follow. So she has a highly active opening, and I remember her mentioning before that possibly it could be a vortex. I didn't feel like there's a vortex there, but I feel like there's actually a strong presence of them because they want to be around her. And because Molly decided to become so open about her spiritual side, they decided to make their presence known to her.
Right. And the one thing that we know from the numerology, which I take you back there, is whenever you're talking about an 11 in a chart, you're talking about someone who has an open connection to the spiritual realm, and they have a great deal of psychic ability, how that manifests, whether it be mediumship or just drawing spirit to them, but they have an open connection to the spiritual realm. So we know that Molly herself is a light that would seemingly attract this sort of activity. Would that be safe to say, Eric?
That is very true, because what happens is that once Molly decides to accept her skills as a receiver, people call themselves psychic. Now, the word psychic, the Greek word means soul. So once she begins to realize that these spirits are coming to her for welcoming and presence, and they also want to communicate with her. And so her light, and basically the light is her. It's actually from the heart chakra area. And it's so open, and she's open because she wants to make contact. And her inquisitiveness and her curiosity is making her make a decision. And what's happening, since she also went into shock of losing a loved one, or losing loved ones, that she's even more open because she still insistently wants to make contact and see, you know, what can we do? The research is there. I know there's something going. I went through the same thing when I was young. My curiosity was always there. I had to research. And I feel for you, Molly, when you keep on buying more and more and more books. Constant, I'm telling you, it becomes an addiction.
It does, it does.
You know, you just can't put your book down. You got to learn more. But I find that the most activity you got is in your barn.
Correct.
And because your husband must have found it more very pleasant there, and you like to find yourself there quite often because you enjoy the energy there. Horses and animals bring the energy of other humans around as well. That's another reason why orbs are very strong. But most likely, I wouldn't go past that there actually was a grave site near you that was there before you. It could have been a native band that could have camped there, or it could have been somebody that may have died there in that area. Possibly that also, again, their attraction is following you to find out, saying, look, you, Molly, here I am. Can you talk to me? Can you make contact with me? I want to talk to you. And as well as your husband, he's enjoying the pleasure of actually just dashing back and forth from your camera and say, here I am. Look at me. I'm smiling.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Derek, what do you think about the consistency? I mean, I know that you haven't seen the collection, but take my word for it. It's quite a collection of videos and pictures. There's such a consistency that constantly is going on in this barn. And I know you said that it might be an opening where, because of Molly's curiosity and the fact that she is a light herself and does draw this experience to herself, but yeah. I just find it amazing, this consistency that she has.
Well, you've heard of that song called Stairway to Heaven. Well,
right.
What happens in our house, for example, some people will have what you call a split landing. That means that you have a stairway going upstairs into your house, and then you have the walkway going down the hall in towards the kitchen or living room. Well, if she's got the same thing in her home, possibly what's happening, it runs itself into what's called the Stairway to Heaven. So spirits have the ability to make contact activity, and they go up that stairway to heaven. That's how it's almost like a vortex. It's more like there's a different name for that, and my mind's not there. But it's like an open vortex, I guess I'll call it vortex, for example.
Like a portal.
An opening where they would walk through, but they don't come out, they just walk through. So Molly has allowed this to happen for them to make contact with her. If she decided to close it, then what happens is that the activity is not as much as it used to be. She's not mourning their passing. I'm not feeling Molly mourning her husband. You have to understand that she's lost him. He's not lost. He's around her all the time, but in a way we say things like, you know, yes, he can't see the physical body, but he's always visiting her in dream time. He's always around her when he needs to be. He caresses her hair, her forehead, when she sleeps in bed. He's around her all the time. She knows that. But yet his insistency is like, I'm here to support you, and I want to help you, and if you need my help, here I am. And so he likes to play the class clown.
That would be him. He probably would like to razz me a lot like that.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. So he's enjoying himself. and even including in numerology, I mean, I know a little bit of numerology. I don't know a whole lot compared to what you guys do. But in numerology, anybody runs into 11 and runs into 9, 9 actually goes into an ending of, the ending of things and finalization of life.
Sure.
Also, the finalization of finances, like not an ending of things, but basically it's you're creating new ideas. Also, the 11 is very spiritual, very openness. I mean, your openness is like if you ever get 11-11 in front of you or 111, it's like angels are constantly around you. They give me support. They want to be around you and give you those songs to heal you. And you're so open. You're like an open book right now.
Kamala, you've also had other experiences of messages from Russ besides the orbs. I mean, he's multi-talented, I would think.
He's getting that way. He's trying to show off all his abilities. Yes, I have had a lot of signs from him. I can hear his thoughts in my head, not total sentences, but I do hear things, you know, words here and there. If I lose something, he'll put a thought in my head where it is. He'll show me, you know, where it is. Yeah, I've had all that. And if there are people out there that have had a loss like this, the best way I can describe it is when you close your eyes, when somebody is living, do it with somebody that's alive and feel their presence and close your eyes. And that's kind of how it is when I feel Russ within my presence. It's almost he's just there.
You mentioned to me the buzzing in your ears, that you had this really weird buzzing that was going on. Derek might be the perfect person to ask about that, Molly.
Yes, the buzzing. I have every once in a while I have buzzing in my ears like a bunch of bees, and it's not in any particular ear. It's just there.
The buzzing is opening up your audio, and so then he can actually talk to you, and you'll be hearing his thoughts. From the outside inner, from the outside ear to the inner ear, I got a funny, very strong feeling. I got a funny feeling what's going to happen to you, Molly. That you're going to end up becoming a professional in the field like myself, where you'd be actually helping people, giving them readings and messages.
Oh.
Because you're going through such a whole openness of activity that your husband wants to work with you as a guide, and to help you through this while you're making music. I want to put passion into making a living out of this.
Okay, no pressure there, huh?
Yeah.
I do want to comment though that the whole basic reason for this show through Allison, which I really want to thank her for, is she has done my chart since I started my journey, when I started my journey, and it has showed me why this is happening. And I recommend that to a lot of people, because she does a wonderful job of showing an insight into who you are, but not only that, but about your future and what you came here for. And that has helped me through a lot of the grieving process, and knowing that my husband didn't suffer through cancer and you know, die and everything else, physically die, and all this grief that we went through for nothing. There is a purpose for it, and as she said, I guess I'm a messenger now to bring forth my message that we are eternal, unlimited beings. We do not die. Our physical body dies. And that has opened my eyes even more to how powerful that is.
Some people use those words to call life is eternal, and that's exactly what it is. He's your eternal light, and he'll be with you all the time. When, as long as you need him, he's always there. One thing you'll notice when you're in this field, start going further into this field, you'll be in great demand, and most likely you'll be able to work with people that are going through, like basically you'll be doing hospice work as well. So you'll be helping those other people go through and understand, because anybody ever asks you in the field, well, you don't know what it's like, you already have an answer, yes, I do. Because
right.
A lot of people the hardest job are people that actually become hospice workers or just even volunteers to help those people step over, because a lot of people have an old Christian belief system that they fear their death, and yet you learn to overcome that because you've had a lot of people around you leave this world.
Right.
And yet you feel very at peace with yourself.
Definitely, definitely. And to watch how brave my husband was through all this, he was pretty peaceful about it too, you know.
I just want to step in here just for a second and just let our listening audience know that we're talking with Molly Harris tonight, and also Derek White Sky Cloud, about Molly's experience. And unfortunately, our lines are not open for call-ins this evening, because we're using all three lines.
I don't know about that.
Oh, we are?
Well, you know, we can try something. I have both systems hooked up, which means I could hit a button, and then anyone who calls in on the late night schedule, I could feed in to hear.
Oh, okay.
So, but then they would have to call the late night schedule numbers.
Okay, the late night schedule numbers.
Right.
Okay, I think I can find them real quick. Well, what I was just thinking is if somebody had,
this would be a test, though, remember. Just
as a test, okay.
As a test, because everything can go wrong between now and putting the person on with you. But I'm willing to try it if you are.
I'm willing to try it.
All right, well.
All right, so if anybody's out there, maybe you've got, thanks, Don, for letting us know that. If you've got a question for Derek or for Molly, or perhaps you have your own experience that you would like to share with us, according to Don, you can call in on the late night toll-free number, which is 877-278-8714, and you can give us a call, and we'd be happy to, if you want to share your experience with us. But I'm also in the BBS live chat room, so if you can't get through on the phone lines, you're more than welcome to pop into the BBS live chat room. Derek, are you monitoring the fast chat at all?
I'm monitoring a lot of things. A lot of things for you here. There's actually a fellow who just sent me a quick chat here. He says, I want to get online. It's busy. He says, I just basically gave him the numbers just now. So he'd be expecting someone in right now.
Okay, great. Well, if you keep an eye on that, I'll keep an eye on the chat, and hopefully Don can get him through to us. Again, you got to call in on that late night line, which is toll-free 877-278-8714. Okay? All right. So hopefully he'll get through. We'll see what magic Don can do and get them through to us. Now, we'll see if he can get through. So, Molly, do you have any questions? I mean, one thing I wanted to ask, you know, a lot of people may not even understand what an orb is. They may not understand.
I think we have him, but caller, I don't know if he can hear us. Can he hear us? I might have to turn it on. I think he can, but we can't. We can hear him, but he can't hear us. Hold on.
Okay.
Go through that.
Magic time, John. Don, get it done.
We'll be a first for the radio. How's that?
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
all these people online at once.
Well, we'll let Don figure that out.
I think you should be able to hear each other now.
Okay. Paula, are you there?
Caller.
Well, maybe we can mentally telepathy get his question.
Maybe. We'll just keep trying. Just keep
That's
talking
okay.
away. We'll see what we get.
Okay. Derek, why don't you explain, because somebody might be listening, and maybe they don't know what we're talking about with an orb. And, you know, maybe you could explain to them exactly what that looks like, how you might distinguish it in a picture, et cetera, et cetera.
There's different varieties of orbs that we do receive or do find. Some will look like it's little squiggles, like little worms. Some are the most common ones. They're circular and they're very beautiful, bright light, almost like a white color. Some have colors like a little bit of a rainbow inside. They look like a miniature starburst that's inside of a white circle, and they do move. Doesn't always mean they sit in one spot, but that's actually the energy of the being, of the person who in that spirit form. They try to show you as large as possible to let you know their presence, and there are actually some smaller ones that do come around. Now, the tiny ones sometimes are what's called the earth orbs. They're nature orbs. They're all basically because your nature at times, too, is also very active. Could also mean the passing of animals that are around you or even insects, bugs, birds, even just nature itself. I don't have the complete full knowledge about orbs because everybody in the paranormal field and that are in paranormal investigators, we're still investigating all that. We're trying to do the research to see if this is how it will, you know, what it really means to us. But we have found much more activity in orbs and having to see them more often. And the thing is, one thing too, you once in a while you also see white shapes of people, like basically. I got one on my website. It looks like a human form of a person sitting in a campground with other people. They're having barbecue, and that white shape looks like a person sitting there, but yet there's no physical body. It depends on how much they decide to create or bring over their energy, and depending how long they're gone.
Nice.
If a person's gone just a very short time, your husband is working on the idea of just trying to get his energy first to you until he decides to, because it takes a lot of energy for them to step over, to basically make their form known. How I know this, because I've actually have seen spirits that actually look as if they're in shadow form and even in a light form. And some will take a human form that almost look like a Casper, so to speak, but they're very slim, very, very skinny, and would have almost like black eyes and a little black mouth. But that's how they show themselves to me, and that's how I see them sometimes. But I'm not frightened of them because they're just people that are just passed over.
Right.
They're not something that's inhuman. They're all human people that have actually lived on this earth. Once in a while, you come across an animal or a little being that has loved you a great deal that actually will also take shape of either in animal form or in also, again, orb form. So
right.
It depends on the activity. Now, if everyone decides to do an EVP, which is called electronic voice phenomena, and
right.
that's if you're using a tape recorder, that's basically like a digital tape recorder, and you can ask the questions to the spirit or spirits and wait for about a minute in between, and you'll get your answers, and you can actually play back the sound track on your computer and see what you can receive as far as activations concerned, as far as your
right.
voice.
Can I say something about the orbs?
Yes.
Do you want to say something about the orbs, Molly?
Yes, about the orbs. I through my research and also my communications with Russ, I don't want everybody to think that their loved ones are orbs on the other side. Russ has communicated to me that he is a form. He just has two hands, two legs, just like he was here, but he is a spiritual form.
Yep.
What I am seeing of the orbs is the energy that is able to come through to this veil. And what that means is, as Derek says, it takes a lot of energy for the spirit world to manifest in this world. To get through the veil, it takes a lot of energy, and the orbs are the least amount of energy they can get through this veil. When you see a spirit energy manifestation, which would be hologramish, that is the most energy, and it takes a lot of their energy to do that. So then Russ will have to go camping and rest up for a while when he's on the other side if he does that. But that, I want people to not think of their orbs, because I did that. I constantly said, oh, my God, my husband looks like an orb. How am I going to recognize him when I get to heaven? Well, he managed to communicate through me in several different ways that was not what he looked like. That was the way that he can get through the veil, is his energy.
Yeah. So. Also, some people would also felt, like, remember when a person dies and they pass away, you'll notice that you'll lose about 3/4 of an ounce in your body. And most people believe that actually that's the soul. And most likely it could also represent the soul that is actually his energy that's coming through. That could have been the orb's soul energy.
Yes, I can believe that too, yes.
So basically those are his memories of what he was or who he was when he took a form in this life.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
So that
somebody's
is
in the other
think that's what they look like on the other side, so...
Yeah. Now,
I did want to let me interrupt you guys just for a second.
We tried to get it working. You probably heard us in the background a bit. It was just too difficult. I don't know. I've got something crossing, so I apologize. We'll try this at another time.
Okay.
I just have asking me a question here too, by the way. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that question in a second, because I just have a question for just 1 second. Earlier, Molly mentioned that she was using her digital camera, and she, as she was taking the picture, and the infrared light was being sent out, she noticed the movement of the infrared light on the camera, which prompted her to actually start taking the pictures, which inevitably she captured this orb. I was just wondering if you had a comment on that. Do paranormal investigators, are they aware that this infrared light actually tracks an orb that you might not be able to see with your visible eyes?
What the infrared does actually is pick up the energy of, like, basically it's a high energy. And, you know, for example, if you have a red infrared take a picture of you, it feels the energy. Because basically, if you, for example, you're doing night vision, it'll pick up your form. That's why the spirits are trying to come in front of your camera, because they themselves can pick up energy from your camera, the infrared, and they want themselves to be seen. If they didn't want themselves to be seen, they would be disappeared. They would not see their themselves being in front of you. Because I tried. I've actually had an entity that I want them to come forward, and yet they showed themselves to us in the regular camera, but when I took out my digital camera and said, now, can you guys come forward and just, you know, stay around us and I'll take a picture of you, they wouldn't do it. Everything was blank. But yet when I had a regular camera, no problem. Or, you know, they just want to play around. So sometimes they like to play a game. They like to tease you. And they're good at that.
Yes.
Right. Okay, now you have somebody with a question, Derek?
Yes, we have a caller here from Florida, and he's asking, what does number 3 mean to you?
Number 3. Right, and I actually have that caller. This person's in chat, and I've just let the person know that I would be more than happy to discuss that fully with them in an email. Or perhaps on another show, if they want to email me at alynch@ptd.net and email me that question, I'll be happy to take care of that and answer all the information that they want to know about the 3. They can tell me why they want to know and what it means to them, and I'll be happy to do that.
What the 3 means to me?
Well, no, if they're asking me, it's a general numerology question.
Okay.
And because I don't want to get into that on this show, I offer to just please email me, and I'll be just pleasantly happy and delighted to answer that question But anyhow, I wanted to say one thing to Derek, and this was in my experience. I was in I think it was an MSN chat with a lady whose son had passed away, and I guess I had been doing a little bit of spiritual counseling for her, and you know, trying to get her to understand that her son was forever around her and eternal. And one day she was mentioning that she'd had her hair cut, and it prompted me to say, well, for heaven's sake, take a picture and send it to me over an MSN. I'd love to see this. And she said, okay. So she had her daughter take the picture. A few minutes later, this picture comes over in MSN, and there was this most beautiful orb right there on her in this picture. And I just knew, you know, when you have intuitive abilities, psychic abilities, you just know. There's a knowing. And I know that her son knew that when she sent that picture, she would send it to me. And then as soon as I saw it, I would know what the orb was. Because she looked at it, and she had no idea what it was. But I looked at it, and I said, well, Bonnie, do you see this orb in this picture? And she's like, yeah, what is that? And I just thought that was rather amazing, the way Spirit communicated. It was the right person at the right time receiving the photograph from this mother who was very much in a state of grief about the loss of her son. And to show that picture to me so that I would return that information to her to say, you know, that's a picture of your son. That's your son with you. And, you know, I think that that is just amazing how Spirit communicates to us. And I just wanted to make that comment. What do you think, Jed?
Well, that's actually a very good thing. That's what Spirit does quite often. I'll tell you another really quick story. There's actually a one mother who also lost her son, and she really was upset the fact that he passed over. And I won't mention how he passed away, but she really could not handle the idea. The guy was about 13, 14 years of age. And I guess what happened was when she was going through her emails, she was doing her emails, and then she got an email, which just recently just came in, boom, boom. And it says, on the email, it says, hi, Mom, I love you very much. You're signed your son. And it had his email there. And then when she went to save it, it all disappeared. She lost it. She couldn't save it. It just disappeared. She like that, boom.
Wow.
So spirits have a way to use your electronics to manipulate your attention.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's through orbs, camera, or sound, or video, or even through any kind of, even computers, and lights. And they love to play with lights, especially your home, Molly.
Yes.
Your husband likes to play with lights a lot, and you'll start noticing even more often, start flashing on and off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sends me lots of signs, physical signs and you know, electronical signs and all kinds. He loves to play around
and
show his abilities.
Thing that has an electronics connected to it.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Did you tell
him? They keep it active.
Did you ever tell him about the pennies, Molly, or just share that story with people? Just inspire people to let them know that
definitely.
There is communication.
In one of my dark days, which there were many of, Russ and I would always find pennies, and I'd pick them up saying, oh, pennies from heaven. And the number three, that's why I was asking about that guy with the number three. I thought he was asking about me. But the number three.
He's asking about you.
Pardon me? What's that?
He was.
Oh.
This man that's calling you was an intuitive, and he asked you about number three.
Oh, okay. But the number three was Russ's. He used to do things in threes to show I love you. It meant I love you, the number three, and did things in threes. But anyway, I was out one day running some errands, and I stopped at this one store and found a penny on the ground. And I thought, oh, okay, Russ is saying hi. So I went to another store, and I found another penny on the ground. So jokingly, when I got in the car, I said out loud, if this is you, Russ, show me that it is you, because I need a third penny, you know, for I love you. And the next store that I went to, I was going for a parking space, and this car darted in the parking space. And so I said, no, well, I'll just go look for another one. There were three empty spaces, and I went and I backed in the middle one because I like to back in. I'm not good at backing out. And I got out of the car and went to push the button to put the lock on the car, and I looked down and caught my eye caught something shiny on the ground. And there in the parking space, in the middle of the parking space, all in a row, not like they had fallen, were three pennies, all shiny in a row. And I just got goosebumps, and it blew my mind away. And all I could say was, thanks, Russ, you're really here. So,
Did I tell you that the spirit has a way of leaving coins?
Yes. No,
a windowsill and in your home, they do that quite often.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah.
I got to take a moment and say to the person who was in chat, okay, I don't multitask well, okay? So talking, paying attention to the discussion, trying to answer the questions. And he was asking about if I could give a general discussion of the number three in chat. And I just assumed it was just a numerology question and that I would be happy to answer them in email. And you just mentioned that he was perhaps an intuitive that was bringing out the significance of number three to Molly, which, of course, that does mean something very much to Molly.
Yes.
So I apologize for not comprehending what was going on. I can't do three things at once. I'm a
that's okay.
I'm a person.
I already know what
so
numerology you are, so.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, I'm sorry I didn't get that. Okay, sometimes you got to get a neon sign with me when I'm trying to do three things at once. Okay. Okay, so I just, hey, I'm sorry. Okay.
See, and I picked it up right away. I heard the number three, and I picked it up. So does that mean?
Well,
I'm,
Molly, you should slap me up the side of my head and say, "I'm the
elephant." Just rubbing off on me.
I can't do two things at once. I'm sorry. I'm just like, all right.
Well.
All righty.
But
I get
plenty of signs from Russ, and most of all, I do feel him, and I talk to him quite a bit, and I hear his. He sends thoughts in my head. I have not seen him physically with my eyes, but I'm sure one day I will, because I understand that he's trying to learn how to do that. So, and it takes a lot of energy for them to do any of that. So I don't, you know, even though
most
he tells me well,
they like to make a presence just as much, and it's almost like your husband. He'll make his presence through your dream time, because that's how you're able to see him, is through your dream. We call it dream time, but actually, it's your Punjabi. When you close your eyes, you can visualize him, like if someone's going through meditation. You meditate and just visualize his face. You'll start feeling more emotional because you feel that his presence is right there. He's always in your thoughts because his energy is with your energy. You become one with him.
Oh, I believe that. Yes, he is definitely my twin soul.
Oh, more than that.
I just keep telling him he needs to continue his signs and everything else to show me how good he's getting over there. You know, he has nothing else to do but, you know, hang out in heaven.
He just basically says you got a lot of books to write.
Oh.
Yes, she does. And Molly is writing a book.
Yes, I
hope it's okay to share that, Molly.
Oh, yes.
About your experience and about you'll be showing, publishing the photos. In the book, I think it's a beautiful thing, the story of the title of the book, Molly, and I was wondering if you could share that with our listening audience.
Yes, the title, hopefully, if the publishers buy it, is Be Grateful for the Shade. And the way that came about was the second time that Russ was, after he had been on life support for quite a bit and came home and survived all that. Actually, the first time we thought the cancer was gone with that, but it was not. It had returned what the doctors called big time. And we were together, and I got emotional and started crying, and I told him I felt like there was a big cloud hanging over our head. And with his master abilities, he looked at me and he just said, "Be grateful for the shade."
And I think that's beautiful.
And it was
that's
just
gonna be a beautiful title.
Of course, it made me cry even more. But but with his infinite wisdom, he knew, you know, he knew a lot more. As I look back on a lot of things we talked about when he was going through all that, he was pretty. He still is a pretty wise man.
Yes, he is. Derek, I know that we're about the last 4 minutes of our show, and of course everyone knows you. As being one of the very popular BBS hosts, but would you like to just take a minute and just let our listening audience, again, know your website, how to get a hold of you?
Well, I do have a show called Between Two Worlds here on BBS Radio. I'm on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock, which is Pacific Standard Time, 11 o'clock Eastern, and I do work as a psychic medium and paranormal investigator, and I'll look forward to people calling me and listening to the show. You know, I'm always busy doing my work. I like helping people out and helping people like Molly, because we always need to help and help people on their journey so they can actually go further with it.
Sure.
Sometimes we seem like we want to hit the wall and think we can't get very far or think we're stuck, but, you know, you'll never get stuck. You'll always know where to find that next window or next door, and it's just basically need to go through it.
Right. And I also want, and I thank you for sharing all of that with us, Derek, and I hope that people do check you out. Your website is wonderful. I enjoyed it immensely, and I've listened to your show, and it's a wonderful show. I also want to let the people that are listening, you know, because it's been really difficult to take calls from listeners, which it has been, we really couldn't because we have three people on at the same time. If you're more than welcome, if you've got a question that you have for Molly or perhaps something that you would like to share in your own experience and you would like to share it with her, you're more than welcome to email me at my address right there on my BBS page, visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com, and I will be happy to forward that email to Molly and share it with her, and perhaps she'll correspond with you, and, you know, you guys can share your experiences with each other. You're more than welcome to do that. And, Molly, you know, it has been, I have to just take a moment and say that as a numerologist, very often I do the charts of people and I give them the message of the numbers, what I see in the numbers and what the numbers mean. And I know that when I look at a numerology chart, it talks about the destiny of that person's soul and what it is that they came for and what their soul contract is in this particular lifetime. And I know that when I first did your numerology chart a year and a half ago, it didn't make a heck of a lot of sense to you. But thankfully, you and I kept in touch, and as this journey of yours has unfolded and you've been kind enough to from time to time share this with me, I have been absolutely humbled and absolutely blessed by your journey, by the courage that you have faced what you have faced, by the just the immense curiosity and the I call you my brave heart because you've been so brave through this. And you've just opened your heart and opened your mind, and you've come so far. And it just humbles me to see these pictures and to understand and see what's going on in your chart and see it happening in your life. And I know that now what I said back a year and a half ago makes an immense amount of sense to you.
Yes.
But more than that, it gives me a reason to do what it is that I do. It truly does. You're one person out of the many that I read for that you inspire me to keep doing what I'm doing. And I can't thank you enough for sharing your journey with me, Molly, because it's meant a lot to me.
Well, it has me too, and as you know, I appreciate it. And it has opened my eyes. You're doing my numerology chart, like you said, has given me a reason for all this, and it has given me hope and faith and knowing that our loved ones, we don't have to say goodbye to our loved ones. They're there forever and with us forever.
Right. Well, guys, it's been a great show, and I really appreciate Molly, you being here. Derek, thank you so much for jumping on board and being our resident expert, and I hope that people that were listening can be inspired by Molly's story, and hopefully we'll all be buying the book Be Grateful for the Shade at Barnes & Noble soon. That would be wonderful, wouldn't it, Molly?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks,
so,
Derek.
Anyhow, we got to close it up. We got to say goodnight. So thanks, everybody, for being here. Thanks, Derek. Thanks, Molly. And I wish
You're
everyone
Take care,
peace,
Molly.
Love, and abundance. Okay. Good night, everybody. See you
Bye.
Next.
Good night.
Bye.